Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so happy you decided to join us. Before we get started today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine in the market. I've said this multiple times. We own three of them. I want a fourth and a fifth. My AD's listening to me, but they're so great. They work so well. They're so easy to set up. I think my record is 37 seconds or 32 seconds to set it up. But mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off. Mention Coach Collins, they'll take really good care of you. And also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's everything you need from a nationally ranked, we won three state titles. I think we were just talking recently, we've won over 460 games in our program and lost 130 over the last 20 years. And I think we know the secret sauce to be successful, the roadmap, what it takes on and off the court. So go over and check it out and enjoy the podcast.
Yes. Coach and I look a lot more rested for those of you that are watching rather than listening. I'll tell you a story, Coach. I saw the track coach and the baseball coach in the hallway, and it's middle of their season right now. It's so funny. They're all like, "Oh, I always do that with the football coach too. You can tell when you're in season or when you're out of season.
Oh, like, totally.
It's just in the face.
Well, I had something today. I went to I had a dentist appointment, and right after the dentist appointment, you schedule the next one, and our season just ended because we went to the very end. And scheduled it 6 months in advance, like November 7th. And the person's like, "Well, yeah, right before basketball." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I'm just ending basketball. I'm just getting in that. I feel good at stage." And
I always like to keep it out of basketball season if I can, but then sometimes it gets bumped. And then it's like, if you go to December and then it's 6 months later, it's like, it's a cycle. I know.
Yeah.
Basketball coaches will understand what we're talking about with that. It's like, all right, I can't. Gotta get the car. Gotta get the oil change because basketball season starts in 2 weeks. Because I just got my oil. I can maybe make it through basketball season. I'm not driving quite as much. All right. So what's today's topic, Coach?
We're talking about the four ways to lead out loud, and I think as we teach leadership to kids, and we really want to try to simplify it. And so, these four ways I think do that. And the first two are like kids that really want to lead by example, maybe they're not really strong vocal leaders yet. And we're trying to kind of grow that accountability piece into them. And so the first way to lead out loud, I think, is to cheer. Okay. And that's cheer for your teammates on the court, cheer for your teammates when you're not on the court. That's giving them high fives and fist bumps and clapping and just being positive and uplifting. I think we can all do that. Kids can all do that. And it's like, it's the first step to becoming a vocal leader is focus on something easy that uplifts kids. And I'll just go through all four and then we can talk about it. The second one is to connect. And that's more of the touching part of it or bringing teammates together. So you're cheering, praising, and then you're connecting them. So that's the high fives, the touches. That's the Steve Nash stuff to try to really connect your team. It's a positive approach to leadership. And then the third and fourth are really where you get into accountability and it gets harder. So this progression, the next step, and I think when kids become more comfortable cheering and connecting, these become easier.
So how do you teach the first two before we go on to the second two? How do you teach the first two? Because I agree, when people are cheering or clapping or doing that, you can feel it's like going to a rock concert. It brings energy.
Totally.
But how do you? I agree.
I think leader, you lead yourself first, you lead by example, and then you lead vocally, you lead out loud. These are the two phases of leadership. So you have to have these conversations with kids and, lead yourself. What does that mean? This, 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 and this. Okay. You're ready for the next step. We need you to lead. The easiest way you can lead on our team is to cheer for your teammates. What does that mean? It means when you're on the bench, you're doing this. When you're in the game, you're doing this. When they're at the free throw line, you're doing this. You're giving reminders. We've talked about those things. So you're guiding them through this process. And that's really what it is. It's a process. And you say, okay, the next one now is to connect. How do you connect your teammates in the locker room? How do you connect them on the court? How do you connect them outside of practice? And again, that's a verbal, vocal type of leadership. Then you can get into the accountability discussions. And the first one would be to confront teammates when they're doing things that are not helping the team. Confront them in the locker room. Confront them outside of school. Confront them on the court. It's probably easiest to confront them on the court because that's a comfort zone for kids. If they're not doing their part, that's a hard step, but it's an important step. And then that final one is just to challenge them, push them to be better, push them to give more, push them, encourage them to do more to help the team win. So I think those four C's are a good way to kind of give a progression of verbal, vocal leadership, leading out loud.
Yeah. And I told you, I don't know if we talk about that example. I had this happen in a tournament game where one of my captains basically confronted a kid, was going to put him in the bench, said, coach, he ain't ready. Three other kids jumped in, goes, he ain't ready, coach. And I sat him back down and put someone else in because he was kind of walking. He wasn't focused. And it was a safe confront because he knew I was going to take the lead. But he knew that maybe I didn't see it either because I'm dealing with subs and timeouts and fouls and what are we running? And, you know, and I told him after, I said, that was perfect. That was perfect leadership because I trust you enough and you've been with me for 3 years that if you say something, you know, I might not always agree with it. I might not always do it, but I hear you and I will take it very seriously. And in that situation, it was like, okay, so I think you're right. Yeah. That confronting is easier on the court or in practice than it is maybe in the locker room.
Yeah. And a safer way to do it is to say it to the coach, whether it's in front of the kid or not in front of the kid, it is a form of accountability. And if you're about winning as a player, you don't want that kid on the court. And so step one is tell your coach. Step two is to tell the player and do it to both at the same time if you're comfortable too. But, you know, accountability is hard. It's hard for high school kids in particular because they're friends, they're peers, they've grown up together. It's hard, but you know, we have to talk about it with kids, with everyone, so they know that accountability is a good thing. Accountability makes you better. It makes us better. And you should never shy away from accountability or feel bad when your teammate tries to hold you accountable. They're trying to make you better and you're trying to make us better. So,
right. And I've noticed this with team meetings, being on time, keeping the lock. I've noticed that that's even actually a little bit easier than the court stuff sometimes. Because hey, you know, coach wants us here in time, blah, 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 blah. So they can throw it back onto me, and it's like a baby step for them, to eventually go up that step, and maybe now it's a crucial part of the game, and I got to confront and say, hey, make sure you two are boxing out. This is a big rebound, blah 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 blah. I think that's some of the stuff that can happen too. Yeah,
and it can be kind of through humor a little bit in a way, but not humor. So, you know, like for us, we've got every minute that you're late, it's two laps. You know, if you show up to anything, you straggle in. If you're late to the bus by 30 seconds, it's two laps. I mean, it's little things, but it becomes almost if anyone is ever late, you know, their teammates are on them. And that's like a safe way to do it because it's a rule. It's a program rule. Kids should know it. And they're going to, I mean, kids like throwing their buddies under the bus.
I had a kid that couldn't go through tryouts, and you know, we do some conditioning to get the locker room, and eventually when he got healthy, they kept, hey, so-and-so hasn't run yet, so-and-so hasn't run yet, so-and-so. It's like, you're right. It's like, and that again, that's a safe, funny,
safe,
you know, a coach will take care of it, blah 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 blah. Yes. So go over the challenge part. What do you mean by challenge? Dive into that a little bit more.
I mean, if we got players on our team that you want to get more out of, or a player wants to get more out of, maybe you know, they need to be challenged. They need a peer, a friend, a leader on the team to push them. You know, we need more out of you. We need you more focused. We need you. You know, we had a player like that on our team that, you know, I kept coming back to. He just inconsistent, but like uber athlete. He turned it on in the tournament, man. I mean, he made the all tournament team. He had 19 rebounds in our quarterfinal game. I mean, the kid just like went all in, and you know, some of that
was he a senior?
He's a senior, and you know, kids challenging, kids put, you know, our his teammates, his friends talked about how much we need him. Like we need you so bad this game. You know, our other guy that rebounds a lot is going to be guarding one of their best players. He's not going to be inside all the time. Like, you've got to dominate the boards. We need you. You know, so you're kind of challenging, encouraging, but you're really challenging. And he rose to the challenge. And, you know, then it built a little momentum and he had a lot of success and it kind of carried on to the end. So those type of things are that verbal way to kind of challenge a teammate to be better.
I love that. All right. Any other closing remarks on that, Coach?
I think that's good.
All right. Till next week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.